So World Day of the Sick was established by St. John Paul II to be held internationally on or around the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. The Order of Malta has been serving the sick and the poor for over 900 years, starting with our initial mission to provide support and safe passage to pilgrims visiting the Holy Land. Our mission continues in various ministries throughout the world. Most notably here, locally, you may know that we have the Northern California Order of Malta Free Clinic that is here on the cathedral property at the corner of 22nd and Harrison. And it's our privilege to serve all of you.
Many of you, like me, remember the great entertainer Ray Charles. Ray Charles was blind, but God gave him an incredible musical talent, almost to overcome and offset his blindness. And in the film that they made of the life of Ray Charles, they showed him having lunch in a beautiful hotel dining room, and he was there with his date. And the young woman said to him, "Ray, it must be terrible to be blind." And he goes, "Not really. I'm aware of so many more things than you are." And the girl was perfectly sighted, and she said, "Really?" He goes, "Yes. I can hear the hummingbird feeding right outside the window here." And the camera turned, and there was a hummingbird. The window was open. It was beating its wings, and it was feeding on a flower outside the hotel dining room. Sometimes, when our Lord takes something away from us, from our physical strength or our physical capacity, he gives us extra spiritual sensitivity. Sometimes when people are given news that they're sick, or they have cancer, or a tumor has been found, or whatever it is, your particular diagnosis, have you realized that your spiritual eyes and ears open up so much more? Why is that? Because you need God so much more when you get news that you have a heart problem or that something is wrong with you. You go to the doctor for help, but even more, we go to God for help. But you may say, "But Father, I pray and pray and I cry out to God in my illness and my distress, but I don't hear anything back. Does God hear me? Does he care? Is he really there?" One of the ways our Lord talks back to us, communicates us, one of the ways our Lord answers our prayers is through the scripture. Now the scripture sits here in the big book, and it's there, and it's there, and it's maybe it's in your home, and it's in the bookshelf, or it's on the coffee table, or it's by your bedside. But it takes the Holy Spirit to kind of zing you in your heart that when you hear a scripture verse, the Holy Spirit says to you, "He's talking right to me. The Lord is talking right to me." So in this time right now, I want to do an exercise of that, especially for those of you who may be suffering, who may be experiencing an illness, who may be experiencing old age and the weakness. And I feel it already. Things just don't work like they used to, okay? One by one, things start breaking down, right? But let's allow the Lord to speak to us right here today in this church, at this place. So if you need an answer from our Lord, I invite you just to close your eyes and follow me in this meditation. Are you feeling afraid? Hear our Lord speak to you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do you feel afraid? Perfect love drives out fear. Do you need courage? I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Are you feeling alone? I will be with you always, even to the end of the ages. Do you desire healing? A leper cried out, "Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me." And Jesus stretched out his hand, saying, "I am willing, be healed." And immediately the leprosy left him. Do you need love? Can a woman forget her baby who nurses at her breast? Can she withhold compassion from the child she has borne? Even if a mother were to forget, I could never forget you. Do you need hope? As a weaned child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, now and forever. Do you fear death? Lo, I am going to prepare a place for you, and I will come back and get you, that where I am, you also may be. Do you need to touch our Lord? Or even more, do you need to be touched by him? Do you need to feel his comforting, loving, and healing hand? Then come forward and receive his touch through the hands of the priest in the sacrament of the anointing of the sick.